This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the GBAC Nation. We are live in Carrollton at Pickler Universe. Love it if you could come on by, fellowship, play some pickleball, and we'll have ourselves a time. Joining us now here on The Fan, Stephen Jones here talking Cowboys Week 7, hosting the Commanders 3:25 on Sunday. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good. Good afternoon to you guys.
Hey, is everything going to be okay with Trayvon Diggs? I was concerned for him.
Well, we certainly think so, but he's not going to be able to play this weekend.
Everybody else getting healthy, though?
I think so. We had a good week of practice. Guys stepping up, getting better. In particular, obviously, with CD and Turf and Booker, all really had a good week of practice and going to be able to get out there and play for us. And even some of the guys who aren't going to be ready this week are making big progress and could start the clock and practice starting next week, guys like BB and Overshown.
Well, that's certainly exciting. I mean, how much better can this offense get than statistically it's been third best since Lamb went out?
Well, you know, hats off to Coach Schottenheimer and Clayton and the whole crew. Shimko, our quarterback coach, they're just doing a great job. And then, obviously, I think our quarterback's playing as well as anybody in the league. Certainly, guys stepped up. When we lost guys, George Pickens obviously playing, you know, tops. Certainly, Flournoy stepped up with the receiving group. And then, of course, Ferguson's been steady all year. And then as a group, the offensive line group is, you know, next man up. And, you know, it's going to be great. We'll have four of our five starters out there ready to roll now and hopefully get our starting center back sooner than later.
Any limitations for CD on Sunday, or is he full go?
You know, we don't see any limitations. I think he's ready to go, and you know the competitor he is. He's shaking off the rust a little bit, but I saw him out here after practice with jugs, and he's ready to go. He loves to compete, and he's ready to get out there.
Stephen, we hear the word execution a lot about on defense and stuff. When you sit down and watch the tape and you see your defensive coordinator send a safety down in the hole and it should be a negative play or a tackle for loss and you miss a tackle, it's a 9-yard run. How much of that has been really what this defense has happened to this defense this year?
Well, I'd use two things. I'd use execution and then, of course, I'd also use consistency. I think we've been inconsistent. I think, you know, at times we've flashed and shown some things that we can do, whether it's against the run or the pass, and then at times we've been inconsistent and not very good. And I think we just have to continue to go out there and work hard every week, every practice, and get better. And I think we feel like we had a good week of practice this week. I know Coach Schottenheimer, Jerry and I just met with the staff, and they were real pleased with the week of practice. And now we got to go out there and we got to consistently execute.
Stephen, you talked about you just met with the staff, and this has got to be a difficult situation for you guys at wide receiver. Trying to, is it, Are you looking to get all those guys inactive and maybe go short somewhere else, or how are you going to navigate your wide receiver room this week?
Well, it's a good group, and one of the things Coach Schottenheimer said early is you do want guys fresh when you need to win the game in the fourth quarter, which is what the NFL's all about most of the time. And so I think one of the important things will be to, use guys like Flournoy and Tolbert, throughout the game so that we can have guys like CDM Pickens and Turp fresh when that fourth quarter hits. And obviously we've gotten confidence that those guys can go out and do the job as well. And I think Flournoy has been outstanding. And then, of course, we'll have a big physical receiver coming back, probably not this week, but probably next in Mingo. So real pleased with that receiver room. And I think Coach Schottenheimer, Junior, those guys have a great plan as to what the future is going to look like with that group.
With Diggs being out, is that just more Kyir Elam probably in the back end?
Well, we got several of them. We got Traquez and Caitlin Carson's coming up, so we'll have a group out there that we had a really good week of practice. We're really confident that they understand what to do and how they're going to execute out there, and feel good they'll get the job done.
Steven, you mentioned how well Dak's playing, and I think we all agree he's playing some of the best football of his career. When you see him performing at the level he is, does that add any extra emphasis to try and maybe improve the roster in some way or another?
Yeah, I would say this. We're always looking to improve the roster. If we can find the right situation where it makes us better, then we're going to be looking at it. And, got our process as to how we work the phones and understand what's available out there. And certainly if we feel like there's a move that would make a difference for us and make us better, then we'll certainly be looking at it, because we do. I agree with you. I mean, this offense is obviously, playing at the highest level. They're ranked number one in the league in a lot of categories. And certainly with Dak and his leadership and the group that's around him, they've shown that they can move the ball against good defenses as well. So we'll certainly continue to look at that and see if there's other things that can help us as a team.
Is there any truth to a report that came out earlier this week about possibly looking at hunting some running backs to add to the roster?
No, we feel good about the running back situation. I think Blues, he's cutting his teeth and coming along, but he brings something that's very unique. And then we like the other group, behind them as well. Obviously, Hunter Steady as a fullback slash short down runner. We've always been a fan of Malik Davis. And as we all know, we have Maffa, our draft pick, who, we really like as well, that's on IR and eligible to return.
Our team's calling about your backup offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Offensive lineman that had performed so well.
Well, we won't get into the details of exactly who's calling on what, but I will say this. Those four guys stepped up in a big way. Hats off to them, and hats off to the coaching staff as well as getting them prepared as a group.
With McLaurin and Samuel possibly out, how much more of an opportunity is this to pick up a big divisional win?
Well, anytime you're playing a divisional team, it's big. I mean, you got to win, you know, go anywhere in this league, you got to win your division, and it all starts with beating your divisional opponents. Obviously, we've got a relationship there with Dan, but we need to go out there and get a win. And it'd mean a lot here, obviously, at AT&T and Stadium, where we have the greatest fans, to go out there and play really well and win a game would be big for this football team right now.
How impressive have you been with Schottenheimer, just the details of trying to navigate the Suns situation at AT&T Stadium?
that takes the scientist to figure that out. No. In all seriousness, you need a sundial during the day or whatever you do. But, no, we've got a good system in place with our football ops guys, and got a great feel for how that works. And he's all set for it. We actually talked about it, and it can be a home field advantage if we stay on top of it. And I can tell you, Coach Schottenheimer's on top of it.
Steven, until things kind of turn around a little bit for your defense, how difficult is it to put this much pressure on your offense to maybe not even punt during a game?
No, I think, that's their goal. If you would ask Dak and Coach Schottenheimer, is every time they get possession of the ball, is to move the ball and get points. And so, that's just line number one, when you're lining up before each game is, to move the ball and score. So, I think Dak even said it in the press conference, it doesn't add pressure because that's what we expect.
Sure.
So no other details on how Diggs got hurt, huh?
not at this point. We'll look into it, make sure everything's good, and we'll go from there.
We'll give him hell on Sunday, sir. We'll be pulling for you. Have a great afternoon.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. There he goes. Steven Jones with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, Fridays at 3 o'clock. I think this is, one of those situations where it kind of appears to be on the outside, one of those things that happens at home that maybe you're not transparent with your boss on.
This is so weird.
The time I broke my foot jumping off a cliff into 18 inches of water, How'd you sell that?
I'm lucky to be alive.
I think I said flag football,
Or saving a dog from a car accident.
Man, that would have been better.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
Jump from a burning home with a dog in hand. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Have you guys ever had a concussion? But the only time I've really had a concussion was it was after the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl. What was that, like 1999?
The greatest show on turf.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one 2000? Where...
The Mike Jones tackle.
Yeah.
Well, that was Titans.
That was Titans.
That was Titans. Yeah, Rams. Yes. Maybe that was the next
this was Brady's,
the year before that.
Was that Brady's rookie year?
'01 was the Brady. It wasn't his rookie year, but that's
second year.
That was when he stepped in for Bledsoe. Yeah, never gave the job back.
Yeah, so the one that Vanderjack made the kick to win it, right? I think
Vinatieri.
Yeah, yep. Okay. Yep. So I think the Patriots were 13.5-point dogs.
Yeah.
And I'd been celebrating since halftime because it was clear I was going to win that bet. And so about, 1 o'clock that morning, I was wrestling with my buddy in the parking lot of his apartments, and I kind of tried to get up, off my back, and I didn't have my feet underneath me well enough, so I ended up backpedaling, and I kind of catch myself on my arms, and then my head went back and hit the road, right?
Ooh.
So that
calling
was
me in the Avis parking lot.
That was a concussion that I should not have been working through the next day.
Uh-oh.
at Sports Radio 1080 The Fan in Portland, and it was an adventure just to try to keep thoughts straight and like type stuff out.
Ooh.
But I was like, I couldn't tell anybody,
right.
I was like, I mean, what the truth is, it's horrible, right?
I was hammered. Yeah. Celebrating a victory bet.
That's I'd won way. Like $50, which to me might as well have been $500.
$50.
Yeah, it was like 10% of my monthly salary, and I was celebrating, living it up to the fullest, and you get a concussion situation, but I don't know, it does not seem like the information is flowing, which is just further confirmation that this is over. So I really think the interesting topic here is the medical guarantees on contracts.
Yeah,
right now Diggs, as soon as he clears concussion protocol, is healthy. Do you trust him? Do you want to have the risk of 2026 you feeling anchored to him because there's an injury to come on the actual field here in the final 10 weeks of the season, and now you're sort of tied into it. I think there's a case to be made for what can we get for him in trade. We'll take anything.
Yeah,
is a team stupid enough to give anything. You a six?
A seven, I would take.
Yeah.
To me, from the outside looking in, I get the feeling of this is a player that doesn't want to be here. And could be totally wrong, and I'm sure that if I were to ask Diggs, he would say the opposite of that and say, I do want to be here. But based on his play, based on kind of just watching him and his motions pregame when we're at the stadium, I don't know. He just does not seem super motivated.
It.
And he just doesn't look like the same guy right now.
I mean, he lost his guy. His guy's not here.
The buddy that he would wrestle with in the parking lot at 3 a.m. is no longer here.
That's right. Of course, the E-Hammer had all kinds of playing-related concussions, right?
Oh, yeah.
I dealt out a few, but the worst one I ever had was actually whenever I was at my brother's practice, and me and my dad were just throwing the ball around. And it was on an old baseball field. My dad lobbed up a ball, and I'm running. And
hit the goalpost?
Land me right into the backstop.
Oh.
Ooh.
Next thing I know, I wake up like 50 yards away from where I was, and I got all the dads are just looking.
Is he going to be okay?
Down at me. Then I was black and blue on my face for a while. Yeah, that was probably the one. Otherwise, football-wise, I don't know.
It was just the ACLs in the back?
Yeah, I don't know. My
Would
brain.
You rather the concussions?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's tough to say.
I've been hit so hard that I saw pink. You know, like everything was a shade of
the
pink.
The pop singer? Oh.
The pink.
Oh, just, pink.
Just
the
in
color.
My eye, yeah. And just kept playing. So I don't, you know, it's kind of like I probably had COVID and didn't even know, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It was like back then you played through like you were concussed.
And CTE.
You just played through it, you know.
What is CTE?
And then nowadays it's like somebody from upstairs, you know, They say, oh, no, wait, take 55 off the field. He's obviously concussed.
He's not playing well.
He's lining up
his
the wrong way.
His concussion is too bad to play with.
And that's
he's in the other team's huddle.
We'd be practicing and stuff like that would happen.
Why is this guy sitting on our bench?
And they would like, they're like, well, hey, what's wrong with you, man? Get back in there, you know?
Take a quick breather.
Yeah.
I mean, shake it off.
Yeah.
Shake it off was very popular
back in the day.
Yeah. I think that last minute just explains your cheesecake take from yesterday.
I'll tell you what, man.
That cheesecake. And all the Tylenol as a kid, right?
Yeah. A lot of Tylenol.
Okay, we got the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. Thanks so much to Stephen Jones for joining us here every Friday at 3 o'clock. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 35 and Bush on the toll road. Unfortunately, we do not have flags. We do have Stella Artois, though.
And we're now giving them away.
The Stella Artois are flowing for those 21 and over.
We do.
That's a beer sample. Yeah. And we're back with the C-Note here, Cowboys news of the evening. I'm a fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Plays a Raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other Raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30. Rated T for Teen.